A terrible phenomenon is manifesting itself in Kurdish society here. Women who have problems with their husbands, parents, or in-laws are attempting suicide by setting themselves on fire. In this largely patriarchal society, women have few rights, are often illiterate, and many times feel they have no one to turn to for help. At the Emergency Management Center in Erbil, head surgeon Dr. Hussein Ibrahim Taha says the mortality rate among these types of burn victims is extremely high.
Most of them die, unfortunately, because most of the burns are big burns, more than 70, 60, 80, 90, sometimes 90%. Most of them are above 90% because they use kerosene or gasoline to burn themselves.
Kazim is the head nurse for the adult burn unit. He says self-immolation is a serious problem in Kurdish culture.
Sometime in month 10 cases, 8 cases, sometime 11, sometime 20, but all time we have. If we don't receive the suicidal case, I think in 1 month we can receive only 10 patients.
Kazim says the women who do survive go on to face even more problems because they are disfigured or disabled. The hospital lacks a psychiatrist or a social worker, so little counseling is available to patients. Greater awareness about self-immolation is needed in Kurdish society, and Kazim says he has participated in several television and radio programs that have taken on the subject, but he feels they have not made an impact. Another problem is the high burn rate among women and children in domestic accidents. Dr. Taha highlights the severity of this problem.
In our locality here now in Kurdistan, burn victims, of course, for sure, they are much, much bigger than the war victims in Kurdistan at the moment.
But household burn accidents are not limited to the Kurdish region, and the hospital in Erbil receives some of the worst cases from all over Iraq. All patients are treated free of charge. 30-year-old Hannah is the mother of four and is expecting again. 3 weeks ago, at her home near the city of Mosul, she sustained third-degree burns over 45% of her body. Many Iraqis cook on small stoves that are fed by gas from a metal bottle. Hannah says her gas bottle was empty, so she was cooking on an open fire. A flame from the fire ignited the bottle. Hannah was brought to the hospital in Erbil, where she says she has received excellent care. She says the doctors and nurses are like family to her now. Chiman Abdulkarim was brought to the hospital 4 days ago after a similar accident. The 19-year-old says, while I was cooking, I added some kerosene to the fire and it exploded. They took me to the hospital in Kirkuk, but they were very busy because there was a car bomb attack that day, and so they sent me to Erbil. Chiman sustained burns over 30% of her body, including her face, head, and chest. Large numbers of children are also victims of these types of household accidents. Dr. Taha says such accidents could be prevented.
It's due to ignorance of the parents and also due to our house modification. Our kitchens are very small and they cook on the ground, and this is the main causes of burns among children.
The hospital has just 4 surgeons and about 200 nurses to treat the burn patients, as well as patients with war injuries such as victims of car bombings, landmines, and gunshots who are brought from other parts of Iraq. With limited technology and a great deal of dedication, they are making a difference in many people's lives. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Erbil in northern Iraq.